Would you call it if a woman was wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really
dressed up.
And what if it were a man? What would you say? Would it be any different for a man?
I don't think so.
So you'd say the man was really
dressed up too.
What word would you use to refer to an older person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You'd say he's certainly something for his age.
Spry.
Anything else like that, like spry? You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is?
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? It's like if there was ice on the road and the car went like this.
Slip and slide.
And then, is there any other way you could talk about the kind of way it moves when it's slipping and sliding?
No.
And if there was an explosion sometime, and you would say that the pieces after the explosion went
in all directions.
Okay. Now, is there any other way that you could say that? Sort of another expression that means in all directions.
Flew up in the air.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Children are afraid to go into a...
Hold it.
A what?
Haunted
house.
Haunted house.
What are the spirits that live in these houses called?
Ghost.
What do you call something like that people say brings bad luck, like walking under a ladder?
Black cats running in front of you.
Yeah, stuff like that. What would you call that?
Superstition.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular... He always brings bad luck. Every time he goes someplace, something happens. He's a regular...
I don't know what you'd call him.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Call what?
A child whose mother and father are not married.
Illegitimate.
Is there anything else that you would call that?
Born out of wedlock.
And anything else that would be like a one-word or two-word phrase?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?